Hello, welcome to XTEM Talk. Today is May 12, 2020, and I'm your host, Bray from InSadler. Today, we'll be addressing the question, how should future presidents address the national debt? Without further ado, let's get on with the show. There are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword, the other is by debt. President John Adams. Today, our country is being enslaved by debt. As our country has over $24.7 trillion, and the federal budget deficit continues to grow with no signs of declining in the future, our country is only digging itself a bigger hole of debt. But as we go forward into a new presidential election, we must ask ourselves the question, how should the next president handle the national debt? And we'll see that the president can handle it one of two ways. First is by inflation, and third, and more favorably, through restructuring the debt. And we can see this in three ways. First is by seeing inflation, the tax that brought down the Roman Empire. Second is by looking at modern-day Venezuela. And third is by looking at the state of Arkansas. Now onto our first point, the Roman Empire. Inflation, the state, the tax that brought down the world's greatest empire. According to ThoughtCall on July 1st, 2020, the Roman Empire emperors, such as Nero, Augustus, and Claudius II, routinely plundered the Roman imperial coffers, to the point that the Roman Empire, the then superpower of its time, was bankrupt, and as running an empire the size of a continent takes a ton of money. The Roman emperors found themselves with a little bit of a dilemma. However, they solved it through inflation. As according to the Foundation for Economic Education reports on May 21st, 2020, the way the Roman emperors solved their money problems was through just hitting the printing presses. But then Roman currency, the Roman denarii, was devalued and inflated so that the Roman emperors could pay their troops, pay for wars, and pay for welfare programs. However, over the next couple hundred years, inflation took its toll on the Roman economy. As the actual money that each individual Roman had decreased, and as prices increased, unrest grew into the Roman Empire. Eventually, inflation turned out to be one of the largest contributing factors to the fall of the Roman Empire. And we can see a couple parallels between the Roman Empire and the United States. First of all, we can see that both are clearly bankrupt, as the United States has a $22 trillion in debt. And seeing that the Roman Empire had to pay back their debt through inflation, showing that the United States probably would have to do the same. Leading us to our second, more extreme example, the current state of Venezuela. Now, once in the mid-20th century, Venezuela was the 20th most wealthiest country in the world. However, that is no longer reality. As Venezuela turned socialist, it started a massive welfare state, eventually causing the country to spend massive amounts of money to the point it couldn't afford its welfare programs. And after the prices of oil dropped, Venezuela had to take on its debt to pay for its welfare programs. And when President Maduro, the current dictator of Venezuela, took office, he had two choices. First was pay back the debt and the welfare programs to pay back the debt, or use hyperinflation to pay for the welfare programs and the national debt. And as the Foundation for Economic Education reports on April 20th, 2020, Maduro chose hyperinflation. And the United States is similar to Venezuela in some respects. We are currently bankrupt, as Venezuela is, although we are much better off. But second, and most importantly, is that we have welfare programs like Venezuela has that we cannot afford, such as Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, which are growing in cost to the point that America will spend more than $1 trillion on welfare, something that we cannot afford. So once again, the choice that Venezuela had to make, hyperinflation, or pay back the debt, is going to face the United States eventually. Now onto our third example, the state of Arkansas. Now, according to Charlie Kirk, in the April of 2020, the state of Arkansas went bankrupt in the early 20th century due to poor infrastructure investment on the part of the state government. However, when the state of Arkansas went bankrupt, they took an interesting approach to it. Instead of just saying, we cannot pay back our debt, sucks for you, saying sucks for you to all the state bondholders and investors, the state of Arkansas restructured their debt. In other words, the state of Arkansas officials sat down with private investors and said, you know what, we cannot pay your bonds now or your investments back right now. Let's negotiate about how we're going to give you your money back. So in other words, and over the next decade, the state of Arkansas was able to completely pay off its debt, eventually leading to Arkansas today being one of the most financially stable states in the entire country. And now the United States can take a lesson from this. The United States, like Arkansas, should sit down with its debt holders, whether that's the American people or foreign country. We should enter negotiations to restructure our debt. That way, the United States can pay off all of its debts, and like the state of Arkansas, come out in the long term much better off. So once again, we must ask ourselves a question. How should the next president handle the national debt? And the answer is, the president can either take one of two approaches. First is through inflation, and second is through most favorably taking a page out of the book of Arkansas and restructuring debt. And we can see this in three ways. First is by looking at how inflation was the tax that brought down the Roman Empire. Second is by looking at modern-day Venezuela. And third is by looking at how the state of Arkansas repaid all of its debts. So once again, as it turns out, Arkansas was able to dodge the sword of debt. And once again, if the United States were to do the same as the state of Arkansas, we can avoid our debt. We can not only avoid our debt, or avoid the economic devastation that comes from not paying it off, and instead, like the state of Arkansas, become prosperous well into the future because of sound economic policies. Thank you, and have a good day. Well, folks, that's the end of the show for today. I hope you enjoyed. If you liked the show, click the subscribe button, leave a good review, and make sure to click that share button and share this podcast with all your friends. And we will see you tomorrow for another episode of Extemp Talk.